A man who held up a judge, a barrister and his estranged wife with a fake pistol and a hoax pipe bomb during a family law hearing more than 2 years ago has been jailed for 6 years. 47-year-old Edmund Duncan, with an address at Stadium Business Park, Ballycoolan in Dublin, pleaded guilty to one count of carrying an imitation firearm with criminal intent in a Dublin courtroom in Smithfield on the 20th of December 2018. He also wore a device around his neck that resembled a pipe bomb. For more, let's talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what more can you tell us about this case?
Brian, people might remember this. It all happened in Court 22 in Phoenix House in Dublin during a family law hearing on the 20th of December 2018, 5 days before Christmas. 47-year-old Edmund Dunican, who told the court he had a problem with an opposing barrister, he then pulled out a realistic firearm from his briefcase and threatened her with it. He was also wearing an elaborate device around his neck that looked like a pipe bomb. He was a fitter by trade, and he made the fake bomb at home, so when Gardaí searched his house, they found the materials. Dunican told the judge that day that she could leave, but she refused to go, and instead she repeatedly asked him to drop the gun. "Put your weapon down, sir, please," she said to him. Dunican told her, as the Gardaí were called, "It's too late for the guards, judge." The judge also helped the other two women, at one point ensuring that they both had a glass of water. The court building was evacuated, surrounded by armed Gardaí units. During the incident, the Army Bomb Disposal Team were called in. And when armed ERU officers arrived into the courtroom, Dunican shouted at them, "Back off, lads. If I fall, you're gone. And if I fall, yous are all gone." An armed guard, the negotiator, managed to persuade Dunican to surrender the gun and let the women go. The siege lasted for 17 minutes.
So what was decided in court today, Paul?
Well, Edmund Dunican pleaded guilty to one count of carrying an imitation firearm with criminal intent. Now, that carries a maximum penalty of 14 years in prison and a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years. We heard he previously ran a successful business employing 20 people, but his defence counsel said his life had crumbled in recent years. He became increasingly stressed, he suffered from heart problems, and he was, quote, at the end of his rope, a man on the edge. Now, Judge Patricia Ryan today said the effect on his victims was terrifying. He didn't comply with the request to drop his weapon. It was premeditated and it was a planned crime. But she said he wrote letters of apology, has no previous convictions and fully cooperated. So she sentenced him to 8 years in prison with the final two suspended, which is effectively a 6-year jail sentence.
Paul Reynolds, thank you very much for that. Now-